Rob Tweedy does take our call at Sapphire Coast. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, great, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing okay. It's always good to catch up with you. It's been quite a few months since we did speak. Of course, way back at the start of the year, we were talking about recovering from bushfires and so on. A lot has happened since then. How are things travelling for your club in general with COVID and just as a race club?
Oh, look, the club's going quite well. Lucky enough to be in quite a good financial position coming into the bushfires. So we withstood the brunt of the fires. Then obviously along comes COVID to knock us around a little bit more. And then at the end of that, we finally had some patrons back on course for our end of July TAB meetings, and we got washed out with some massive rains. So we're copping it all at the moment, but we're fighting on.
Now, our listeners will hear this over the days ahead. It's always interesting to explain to racing admin people in this state and just those keen to know what's happening at other clubs locally and interstate. And you're actually having owners and members and some public to your meeting coming up. How does that work? Is that just like a normal race meeting? Is there registration? Because at the moment we have owners attending country meetings, but you've actually got public attending your meeting coming up.
Yeah, look, it is quite stringent, the biosecurity laws and Racing New South Wales laws have come into play. We've got a sponsors area where we normally house up to around 300 people. We can only have 80 guests, and they've got to be registered and they're all booked in. So quite a knock-on effect for our sponsorship, because normally we could offer decent sponsorship packages, but they're wound right back now. So we've got 80 guests in that room. That's a four square metre rule, so one patron every 4 square metres. Our members' room, we normally seat up to around 100 guests in there. We're down to 50 in there. They all have to be pre-registered. And then general public, we've got quite an extensive track and grass area here, so we've got plenty of room for people to socially distance, but under the guidelines, including our sponsors and our members, we can only have a total of 500 guests here. Every name and phone number will be recorded at the front gate. I know you can't see because we're on radio, but we've got orange spots all over the ground where people can stand to line up to have a bet at the TAB or to go up and grab a drink at the bar. Anyone that consumes a drink or food, they must be seated when they do so, and they must socially distance. So quite interesting, quite stringent. Security guards on course and COVID marshals. So interesting times, but obviously the industry wants to keep going, so we've got to do all we can to just make sure we work within these guidelines and limit the risks.
And all categories would sell out or fill up. How does that work? Because would there be a situation where some members might miss out and they'll say, well, Rob, I'll just come and register as a public guest? How does it all work in terms of what you expect?
Yeah, look, it's all new ground, so it's a little bit tricky, but basically we're running with gates open at 12, first in, best dressed at this stage. We thought about pre-selling tickets, but again, with a lot of our elderly members, we sort of weren't really sure that that would work either with pre-sale through the internet, because you're gonna be punishing someone, depending on what way you run it. So this is a bit of a trial for us. Look, maximum of 500, I would expect on a weekend like this with the Victorian borders still closed. We get a lot of tourism from Victoria, and that's going to cut out a lot of our crowd anyway. So I would imagine we will only get around that sort of crowd anyway on Caulfield Cup Day, which is now the Bombala and Adamitivi Cup non-TAB meeting. I don't think we're going to be too overwhelmed. But coming into the Christmas break, if things ease up a little bit there, things we're going to have to consider. If we can only have 500 here on our meeting a couple of days after Christmas, where we normally get 2,500 or 3,000, but, you know, every week and every day is a different day under these laws and guidelines and with COVID. So we've just got to deal with it as it's dished up.
We're chatting to Rob Tweedy, long-time manager, Sapphire Coast Turf Club, of course, across the border into New South Wales, a very popular destination, as we know. Rob, for example, due to track issues, the Seymour Cup is being held at Kilmore in Victoria. We have a lot of race clubs that host cups for townships that used to have a race club many years ago or never had a race club. You've got a fantastic gesture this weekend. Explain to us, because Bombala and Adaminaby, two small race clubs that were not racing due to COVID, you've kindly added their club cups to your program.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, this is a new meeting for us. We don't normally race on the Caulfield Cup Day. It's traditionally a Bombala race day. But with constraints of size of some of these small country clubs, for instance, Bombala, around their small grandstand and public area, generally you're packed in like a sardine up there. So if they were to adhere to the 4 square metre rules and also hire in marquees and sell them out under the 4 square metre rule, it just wouldn't be worthwhile for the club, because you might be paying $500 for a marquee hire. By the time you map it out, you can have half a dozen guests in there under the 4 square metre rule. And also with the crowd to be able to social distance in a small area, it just wasn't feasible. A lot of these clubs operate nearly all 100% on volunteers. So all the work that goes in, and to have a crowd of, potentially 50 people there, it's just not conducive to holding a race meeting. So we had a chat to both clubs and said, look, we're more than happy to host a meeting here for the participants so people can still race these lesser grade horses on a non-tab day. And we're more than happy to name the both races the Adaminaby Cup and the Bombala Cup, just to keep the cups running, because a lot of these cups, as you know, like in Victoria, some of these country cups have been running since time began. So it'd be sad not to run them. So, yeah, we put up our hand and it's going ahead, and we've got a big area here so we can hold it and hold the race meeting with a magnificent track here. So it'll be good to see some of these lesser horses go around on a good big track like ours.
So that's fantastic. And just, I'm not trying to be creating issues. What about if the long-time president of Bombala or Mr. Brown or Mr. Smith, that's been a life member of Adaminaby, want to come? Are they along the lines of everyone at your club? Do they get any chance to buy a ticket, or is it enough to host the race?
Well, they do, because we've done a little bit of a deal with them with sponsorship on both of those races. The president of Adaminaby is coming down with a trophy. So they have got a seated area and are pre-booked in on this meeting. And other people did have the opportunity to do that, but they had to pay the sponsorship dollars to get in. So the sponsors are given a pre-sale ticket. Like I said, there was only 80 spots available and they all went quite quick. So, yeah, so those guys are right to get in, the Bombala and the Adaminaby crew, because they've already pre-booked through sponsorship. And but the rest, even our members and the general public, they're going to have to line up at the front gate. And if we get to 500, unfortunately, some people are going to be disappointed, but we've got to work under the rules and guidelines that we've been dished up, and we'll learn on the way. Look, maybe next meeting or maybe in the coming meetings, we'll have to do a pre-sale online and try and explain to some of our elderly members that they'll have to get someone to get in and get in early. But it's just all new, uncharted territory. So we're trying to do the best we can, but that doesn't mean we won't make any sort of mistakes along the way with that sort of thing, with pre-sales and tickets.
And speaking of within the rules, way back early this year when things were starting to get serious in this state, there were people either away on holidays or making a quick decision to hop in caravans. And I did read many articles about people. It was within the laws. The government said if you're away somewhere or borders closed from this state and so on. So a lot of people did, I don't want to use the term escape, but just were very proactive in going away and saying we'll stay away. I'm gathering there might have been quite a few Victorians in your region that have been there in caravan parks or camping within the rules for many months now. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I actually met a fellow. He's just purchased a house for $1.2 million on the beachfront. He's a long-term Melbourne resident and was here with his family and decided that things are tough down there and I'm going to stay and I'm going to buy a house. And he hasn't gone back yet. He's now got himself a nice house on the beach. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. You might have a few new members at your race club.
Yep, that's for sure. We may well do.
No, it was a smart move. As I said, I heard a lot of people were doing it, and you read a lot of articles, and it was within the rules, so to speak, at the time. They packed up, they went, and they stayed. And that's been the case. Hey, great to chat to you, Rob. So your next meeting after this, you have one at the latter part of November, don't you?
We have one at the end of this month, Thursday prior to the Melbourne Cup. We have a CAD meeting here on the Thursday. So that's our next meeting. And then, we have one in December, and one at the start of December, and then one at the end. So it heats up over summer for us. And then late January, the last weekend in January, we'll have the Bega Cup two-day carnival, which is always quite popular. Hopefully we see some progress from down in Victoria as well then, because we normally have a few of your Victorian trainers come up, especially the last 3 years or 4 years. Richie Lamming's bringing a big team up for both days, and he's won a fair few of our leading races, and it's good to have a bit of rivalry and the guys to come up from Victoria and race up here. But at the moment we don't see them, sadly, but anyway.
No, we hope we'll be there soon. Good luck. Great to see you also acknowledging Bombala and Adaminaby, with those small townships still having their cup meeting at this new meeting for your club. And great to chat to you, Rob. We'll speak again soon. All the best.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Rob Tweedy there from the Sapphire Coast Race Club, a race meeting coming up.